This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? We're going to turn our attention to Michigan basketball. The late window tonight. I also just wanted to make a very simple statement as we approach 5 o'clock. My name's Mike Valeni, and I hate BYU. All right, let's get into it.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I can't stand them. I can't stand their faces.
Did you ever lose, like, a lot of money?
No, I don't like them. I don't like how they operate. I don't like how they used old man strength, using fathers of three against the rest of college football for years.
Jim McMahon?
No. Oh, Bob was on a mission to Mars the last 3 years. Yeah, and he came back and his earlobes are connected to his traps. Enough. I hate BYU. Now, let's focus. Michigan is playing in a game tonight that everyone and their mother has picked against you. It is the trendy upset. Everybody and their mother has circled UC San Diego. Now, I know I'm appealing to roughly 7 people. That's all Michigan has as a fan base in hoops. But I wanted to ask a question. This is the type of game, if you circled start to finish outside of BYU-VCU, which was really a game I wanted to watch, UC San Diego and Michigan is the number one game on the board tonight. It is a game everyone will stay up for, everyone will watch. It is a game, if you're a Michigan fan, you're probably nervous about, all 7 of you. If you don't like Michigan, you're probably like, whoa, they might get got. It just, there's something for everybody in this. I am fascinated to watch it. I want to know if people are into this, because it is, it's a big ask, shout out Lomas, to stay up till, you know, probably 12:30 to watch a first-round NCAA game when there's only 7 fans of the team. But I wanted to know, like, look, this is your opportunity. You guys get so upset when I bust your chops about saying there's 7 of you who like the team. Well, prove me wrong.
Yeah. See, I think if I'm a Michigan fan, and we'll speak to David, he is, you have to be into this game. You have to be into this game because your season got resurrected last weekend. Because it was on life support. Everybody wrote you off and said, look at what Michigan State did. You're more concerned about their logo than actually playing basketball. And then you turned around and won a bunch of games against good teams at the Big Ten tournament, and you won the thing. You cut down the nets. And now you get a chance, a second chance, and riding this hot streak that you were on, and you take it into the tournament. I got to think if you're a Michigan fan, you're dialed in. Even if you're a casual Michigan fan, The fact that you're in the tournament and you just won the Big Ten tournament, you're going to be hanging a banner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be into this thing. I don't care that it's at 10 o'clock at night. So what? This is your chance to go out there and show everybody that you're Michigan.
You're exactly right. Before last week, I was not going to have joy watching them in the tournament.
You didn't think they were going to win another game.
I was going to have black on, and it was going to be showing up to a funeral is what it was, because they weren't playing well. I was not looking forward to it at all. Now, you're right. I'm all in. Let's go. We did what we did. We won the tournament, Big Ten tournament. Let's show
David,
that.
Let me
it's
tell
real.
You something. Your fan base stands with you.
Oh, I mean, wait. No, here they are.
No, it's actually it's just cute because you get lectured by Michigan fans. Well, you're not fair, Sparty. No, there's a huge loyal fan. No, there's not. There's Jeff Rieger and six people. And it's sad because I don't understand the adoration that Michigan football gets. Yet it's Michigan basketball who, on a far more consistent basis, has either won a natty or played for them. Yes, you won yours. Asterisks. But for Michigan hoops, look at the last 40 years. I mean, you played for, what, three or four of them? Like, Dusty May walked in, and here's the other thing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is the bar, the barometer for success? Look, to me, the season's already a huge success for Michigan. I compared it earlier to like Pat Kelsey and Louisville. For me, man, you came to a program that won like eight games last year. It was in the dumps. And Dusty May walked in, and not only did you make the tournament, you competed for most of the season to win the conference in the regular season. You won it in the conference tourney. Whatever does or doesn't happen tonight, I don't speak for any of the guys in this room and certainly not for the seven Michigan fans, but it's simple. It doesn't matter what happens tonight. This season was A-plus success for Dusty May on debut, taking over a very difficult job with no roster.
No, I think you at least have to win tonight. Why? Because we went over it earlier in the show in Odyssey Rewind. Michigan really doesn't have that horrible, horrific tournament loss. This would be your biggest one, that 5-12 upset. So don't go into the history books with that. Win tonight. And then after that, yeah, it's house money. But I think tonight you have to validate that you just didn't get lucky last weekend and got hot in Indy. Because if you go out there and you lose, and now we question, well, yeah, how valid was that Big Ten tournament championship?
Look, the matchup tonight, if you want to get nerdy, we can. I mean, I've spent more time than I care to on this damn game. But bottom line, this is the committee pitting a team against you that is, like, designed to beat you. Is it fair? No, but the committee does stuff like this. If you want to say, all right, UC San Diego doesn't have size, you're right. They don't have a seven-footer. Most teams don't. But what they do have is every player on the court is going to be at least 6'5". All three of their guards are 6'5", 6'5", 6'6". They got a couple 6'8 guys. Their deal is they run really good offense. They're really efficient. But defensively, they force turnovers. They're top 10 in America forcing turnovers. Now, if you want to tell me I don't respect them, they didn't play anybody, that's your prerogative. But we see this every year. Just because those teams weren't on your schedule, a lot of times you arrive at the NCAA tournament and you're like, nope, these guys are actually good. Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to, can Michigan hold on to the basketball? That's really the beginning, middle, and end. Because if you go out there tonight and have 16, 17 turnovers, no, I don't think you're going to win. And I'm not going to build UC San Diego into some monster.
Right.
But you don't go 30-4 being junk.
No, because what you've now done with 17 turnovers, you've given them 17 extra possessions to beat you. So if they even hit points on half of those, I don't know if you'll be able to overcome that. Now, granted, if you can get it down low, use your 2 7-footers, it'll be a piece of cake.
Why does BYU exist? Why? Oh, by the way, it's Gonzaga 27, Georgia 3.
I just wonder.
That's not a football game either, Kenny. You're not down in the second quarter, 27.
Way to kick that field goal.
Oh, this is pathetic, Kenny.
Georgia hasn't won a tournament game in 23 years. I wonder why. BYU 37-28 because Magic underpants. I can't stand them. I hate that university.
We still got time,
Mike. I hate them. I know. No, they're a thorn in my side. Mm. I don't like them.
I know. Patience.
They're right up there with U of M for me. You don't realize that.
Wow.
I don't like BYU. I think they cheated for a long time. I don't like it. It wasn't fair. They were playing 26-year-olds. Oh, he was out of morbid mission. Where? Brooklyn. Get the hell out of here. He shouldn't be playing football at 26 years old. It's like playing your dad in basketball when you're 8 years old. They have old man strength.
He's been in Montana.
Well, he's on a Mormon mission. Where? Gold's Gym. Oh, okay. Got it. I can't stand them. All right, we'll get to the Michigan stuff. We'll get to the we got two Michigan fans. We got two. That only leaves five left in Metro Detroit to call.
But Rieger will be here later.
All right, 4-248-539-9797. We got a March Madness recap for you. We'll get to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Set the table for your dinner break as the 4 o'clock games kind of reach halftime. 97-1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.